Interesting. Marvel actor Jonathan Majors, he brought his own cup to the Late Show, and he explained why. It has a lot to do with something that his mother had said.
She always said, you know, baby, just make sure, you know, you don't worry about, watch your cup, watch your glass. And I kept that in mind, you know, for safety, but also, you know, what that meant. Mind your cup. You're a vessel. Nobody can fill you up. Nobody can pour you out.
So he brings it symbolic, one, so that people don't, like, try to drug him, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so, right. I would just be like, sealed bottled water for me only, please. But okay.
But also because it's symbolic for him from, like, to kind of root him in where he's from and where he's going and all that stuff, which I thought was interesting. Mm. Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, like, I know you've probably all realized it, but, like, I carry my water bottle everywhere I go.
Sure.
If I don't have it, it drives me crazy. But if you open my purse, I also bring my own wine bottle opener everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because but you never know when you're going to encounter a wine bottle and there's no wine opener and there's nothing sadder than that.
out in the wild.
Right? Yeah, you never know when you're going to go find a wine bottle out in the wild.
I mean, it's true. I don't know when I will encounter one, but I can tell you that the numbers are so low that I would never dedicate the space to carrying one. Obviously, your environment's a little bit different than mine when we leave here.
Well, it's so funny. I was hosting a concert. Was it Ludacris? Was it Ludacris that I was hosting?
It was.
Was it Ludacris?
It was Ludacris.
And I was backstage, and I heard one of the stagehands be like, gosh, nobody has a wine opener? And I go, I have one.
This is my moment. And it was
like, it was like all the years preparing had finally paid off, and I pulled it right out of my purse, and the guy was like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much. And I was like, you're welcome. And then they used it, and then they returned it to me, and it went back into my purse. That's the end of the story.
Right. Did you and Ludacris become best friends after that? You guys are best friends now,
no,
right?
No, actually, Ludacris' security is so tight that we're not even allowed in the vicinity when he arrived.
Opened the bottle, and they kicked her out of the area. Summarily told her to get the heck out of there.
That's actually what happened. I was like, I'm not that down for Ludacris that I care, but like as soon as I got off the stage, I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm not staying for this show.
Producer John, what do you always carry? What do you always have with you?
I've always got my guitar with me, but you know, listen, before you say something, because I can already see the look on your face, I can't borrow somebody else's guitar, and not for some, like, you know, I'm very protective of my guitar thing. It's because I'm left-handed, so my guitar is strong the complete other way of most other guitars that are out there.
These
so
the
I need
guitar
it
guys.
I need it with me.
He's they carry same, it everywhere.
No, but it's his left-handed people. My husband is left-handed, and he, like, we have to bring his dumb golf clubs everywhere we go, because like,
even if the golfing isn't even in the plan.
No, because you never know if we're gonna stop at a range or this or that. And he can't rent clubs. He's left-handed. They never have good left-handed clubs.
They don't.
Oh, my
gosh. Do you know
how
bulky it is to carry an entire set of golf clubs with you everywhere you go?
Takes up the whole trunk.
Sean, what do you bring around everywhere you go?
So I always carry like one of those giant containers of the sanitized wipes. I'm OCD, man. I love cleaning. I'm always cleaning. Oh, I also carry hot sauce on me at all times, too.
That what kind of hot sauce? You do Tabasco? You do Frank's?
Yeah, it's Tabasco.
Yeah.
Anybody carrying condiments? It weirds me out.
Oh, it's like ever since Beyonce made it cool. Like yeah. Beyonce carries her hot. She got hot sauce in her bag. Yeah, ever since that was it.
I thought she was talking about something completely different.
I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that Sean didn't get that from Beyonce, did you, Sean?
No.
Is there anything that, Raven, you actually carry around with you everywhere you go?
Oh, lip balm and wipes. Everywhere go. I'm like a celebrity. I'm like Brad Pitt. You think he uses paper? No way.
Not only is it childish, but you just like outwardly disrespect the plumbing in every single building that you
100%.
Go into, including your own home.
Wherever I go.
Yeah.
Really?
Wherever I go.
And we've gotten hate calls about it before because he's talked about it. And we've had scientists that have called to say you are killing the earth.
Right.
And he just brushes it off and says, no, it says flushable right on the package. And it's not true.
I'm like Al Gore or John Kerry. I'm offsetting my footprint in other places.
Mm-hmm.
Anna and Raven's Pick 'em News.
Three news stories, but you only hear about one, and Raven gets to pick which one it is. You ready for your options today?
Lay it on me.
Extremely drunk driver falls asleep while ordering curly fries at Arby's.
Come on, man.
Number two, Florida neighborhood getting targeted by egg assailants. And number three, woman suing Walmart claims she was hit by shopping carts.
Come on with that nonsense here. Who cares if you got hit by a shopping cart?
$3 million.
What? I'm going to go with egg assailant. It's March, it's not Halloween time.
It's not egg time, but okay. We will go with that, but I just want to let you know that the woman is suing for $3 million for being hit with a shopping cart in a parking lot.
I mean, relax.
Okay. Anyway, a Florida neighborhood is being left with safety concerns after they've been targeted multiple times by people throwing eggs at vehicles and houses. Here are some of the distraught neighbors talking about their feelings.
Bam, bam, bam. Something hit my car, but I didn't know what it was. I thought I hit someone. I pulled over near the country club and looked and saw, and it was eggs. Mostly, I was just worried about what if that had been someone who swerved and hit one of those palm trees. I was a kid, too. We did mischievous things all the time. But you don't sort of think through what if the person behind the wheel loses control of the car.
You know what? Listen, there is no argument that you can ever win that you make a statement saying that you had to pull over in front of the country club. Okay. There is not a single argument that you can win on this planet right there where I feel bad for you. You're going to tell me you're going to lose an eye from an egg while you were driving in a car? Come on with that nonsense while you pull over in front of your, you know, mischievous country club. Get out of here with that sweater vest.
He was concerned that he was going to swerve right into a palm tree. Mm-hmm. That was a genuine concern he
had. On his golf cart while he's drunk in the middle of Florida.
He's not drunk.
I mean, pull over in front of the country club. Forget it. No mercy for this guy.
Probably egged houses, toilet papered houses, and done other things. I've never hurt a human or caused any massive damage.
If this happens Friday nights, we might need to have a covert op. We're going to bring him over. Yeah. Put their
might have an egg
on.
Fight.
We'll get some Nerf guns out.
They're a little
Who are
bit.
These, the Kennedys? Get out of here right now. I've never heard any human being. All right there, Johnny.
You know,
whatever.
I do feel like egg throwing has stood the test of time. I feel like people still do it. Yeah. You always hear about it. Like if their house got egged, this got egged, their car got egged. And there's a lot of pranks from the yesteryears that haven't. Like I feel like people don't toilet paper as much anymore, probably because toilet paper costs too much money at this point.
I feel like eggs are at a premium, right?
True.
I mean, toilet paper would have been a bargain.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
They probably got the eggs from the country club.
Yeah.
Right? They got the money.
I think people don't give wedgies anymore. That was a good prank. I think that's just pure bullying now.
Yeah.
There's something funny about
that.
Yeah,
that's violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out of there. Saran wrap over the toilet. That's been going there for a while.
Yeah, but I don't think it stood the test of time.
No?
You don't hear about people in the news just Saran wrapping toilets anymore.
But because they don't want to talk about it, because it's messy.
And people don't do that.
You don't think so?
No, I feel like it.
All right.
You haven't.
What else has stood up then?
I don't know. I was trying to think about pranks in general, and there's been a big resurgence of pranks, like on TikTok and Instagram, you know?
You know which one I like is when they wrap everything. So when they wrap everything in the room up in either tin foil or wrapping paper or whatever, like everything in an office or whatever, the stapler's wrapped, right? The phone is wrapped. Any of that stuff. I like that.
But I feel like people don't do that normally anymore unless they want to go viral. I think the only things that really have stood the test of time were egging people, and that's not really that nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, somebody could have got hurt here. They were mischievous. It's all going on in front of the country club. I'm very distraught over all this information.
I can see.
Sad.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Oh, let's get it all off your chest. What is driving you nuts right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Producer Sean, you've been all worked up. What happened?
All right. If you bring your relationship drama to a public restaurant, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, what'd you see go down?
Yeah, Rachel, what took place?
Rachel and I went out for a little date dinner the other night, and we were sat right across from a couple where the girl was just breaking down in tears, crying in her hands, and the guy sitting across from her, silent as can be, looks content, just eating lobster, a steak. And I'm talking, this was for the entire time we were there. The entire time, no wait staff came up to see them. Like, you know, we didn't want to say anything to them. Like, it was just so awkward. I'm like, so of course, the entire time we're whispering, like, what do you think happened?
Right.
Do you think he cheated or broke up with her?
You got to fill in your own, storylines. Right.
And I'm not even talking like she's like, you know, she's like full blown crying tears, like hardcore having a breakdown in the restaurant. Yeah.
And he's just got a mouthful of filet.
Yeah. He eats, and after like an hour, he just puts down a $100 bill and walks out, and she just stays there crying.
Oh, so she stayed there?
Yeah.
Okay.
She stayed there.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, it's a breakup then at that point, right? It's the last meal, is what it is.
Is it?
For him? I mean, I would think so.
I don't know. I just, if you're crying that long, get up and leave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that makes a good point. Right.
Order an Uber, order a Lyft if you don't have your car. Call your mom, call your best friend. Get out of there. Like, why are you going to sit there and just watch him enjoy a delicious piece of, you know, lobster and you sob? It just makes you look terrible, right?
One of the best parts is Rachel said she went to go use the bathroom, and she said she walked by like the kitchen, and like almost the entire wait staff and people working there were just peeking around the corner staring.
Of course.
Well, I mean, like, you're everybody. All watching at that point. I mean, I'm with you as far as if you already know the end result, how this thing is going to be resolved, which is obviously we're not leaving here together, then why stay, right? Get up and go. No amount of tears is going to go ahead and change the situation. And even if it did and talk to this person back into the relationship, it's not going to be good. So, yeah, at some point, put together the self-respect. Get up and walk out of there, girl.
Or she's one of those women that thrives on that. That thrives on drama. And that's why he didn't even blink an eye. And
right.
He's like, listen,
right. I'll see you in 3 hours.
I got a medium rare steak coming my way. I'm going to eat it.
I'm not doing this today.
You stand there and cry.
Yeah.
Sure, do your thing. But we're going to eat and then we're going to go home. And
yeah.
Then, you know,
I'll see you later.
Know.
Right.
Yeah, you'll never know what happened there, right?
I was too afraid to ask what happened.
Right. You didn't want to end up crying yourself.
1-800-330-9999. James.
If you park so close to me that I have to get in my car through the sunroof or the passenger door, that's all I need to know about you.
Sometimes I just don't get it with people, right?
Mm.
I mean, if you're all the way to one side, like, to be fair, if you're a supervillain and you've parked on the line of one side of the parking space or whatever, then that other person doesn't really have a choice, right? Because now it's just chaos if we do this all the way down the line. However, if they're just parked on top of you for no reason whatsoever, that drives me crazy.
Well, I use the cameras now because I've been guilty of this in the past.
Oh, yeah. No, you do it to me.
Well, I do it to you all the time because I don't respect you and don't care.
Right. That's
yes.
what I thought.
Yes.
Right.
But and like regular parking lots.
Oh, other places.
Yes. I'll check my cameras now just to make sure. I like to think about how you, when you go downstairs to your car, how are you going to get in?
Right.
When I get
that's
out.
That's fun for you.
I smile to myself and I think, this will be challenging for Raven when he leaves today. Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Peanut butter was trending and I did not have any idea why.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah, it has to do with a TikToker. He's 19 years old from Pennsylvania. His name is Corbin Millett. And he's kind of famous for pranking his parents. That's his thing.
Oh, boy.
So he really went over the top. He pranked them by covering every square inch of their parents' kitchen in a thick layer of peanut butter.
Oh, that would be the end of it right there for him.
It took him 7 hours and 28 pounds of peanut butter to be able to pull off the prank.
That's a serious investment of time and money.
And here is the reaction from when his father came down, heavily edited for your enjoyment.
My dad just went downstairs and I think he's...
Corbin!
Yeah?
You sick! We're gonna get ants, you...
Yep.
Yeah. You want ants? That's how we get ants.
Yeah.
You know, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet, sticky surfaces all over the place. You're never getting the smell out of this place.
Producer John, producer Sean, Raven, you know, as a parent, you try to figure out what do you do in a situation like this? So they asked him, like, do your parents ever get mad? Like, what goes down? He's like, I've been thrown out a few times. But I guess he said that his friends have kind of filled his parents in on how popular he's become. He's gotten over 38 million views, 5 million likes on this video alone.
I mean, where's my Maserati? All right. If I'm the dad and you're doing so great, where's the nice car that's in the driveway that's going to compensate for this? Because right now I want to murder you.
Right. I think that it's only a matter of time before he actually starts getting those things. So it's interesting from my point of view, because as a parent, obviously, you would lose your mind. You'd be like, oh my gosh, it took him 5 hours to clean up by himself. He said nobody wanted to help him. Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted
surprise,
to help
surprise.
Him.
Surprise, surprise.
But I was like, you know what? You got 38 million views on that? All right. Well,
So as a parent, you would just all of a sudden be okay with that? Living like that in a torturous hell?
It's creative.
Just because, oh, it's creative?
I mean, we have
what's
to.
What's his grades like? What are we talking about here?
Not that I'm into pranking, and I certainly hate being pranked. I never want to be pranked, all that. But I also think that there is a creativity in a different world of media. So if he's tapping into that and he's going to be able to be lucrative from it, oh, I mean, you got to support the kid, right? Producer John, you are a parent to a young child.
Yeah.
If he started pranking you and did something like this in your home, what would be your reaction?
I mean, how do we know the parents aren't in on it? That's my first thought.
Agreed.
Now,
agreed.
Hold on. You walk downstairs and you genuinely are surprised. You genuinely did not expect your entire kitchen to be covered in peanut butter. It's the last thing. Your first thing that you're going to is ants. We're going to get ants, which was, by the way, the funniest part of this entire experience. I don't know, man. I feel like these parents are definitely, definitely in on it.
I feel like you look at Charli and Dixie D'Amelio, right? And
yeah.
How many? They're on the Forbes list of the richest women, like under 30 in the country. Mom and Dad are happy. They're, mm-hmm. They got a reality show. They got a big old house
but
in
LA.
But
do they have ants?
I don't know if they have ants.
They have ants?
I don't know.
It's a real concern.
Yeah. Sean, would you lose your mind or you'd be cool with it?
No, I'd lose my mind. Because you got to think of it like this. If he got this popular doing this prank, what he's going to have to go above and beyond for the next one.
Mm.
So now you're in deeper trouble, man. Like, what's he going to do now?
Right. Nothing in your life will be safe. And you're his parents. Nope. I mean, you gave him life.
I'm with John. I think they're in on it. I do.
But either way, I don't care. I'm bulldozing the house because we're never getting rid of the ants.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
And when the ants tell the roaches, forget it.
Tomorrow when they pull up like on the front page of like some newspaper, it's going to be them in a Maserati. I'm going to be like, see?
Right.
Told you.
Well, right. Should have came with that first.
Some people are perpetually late. They're always late and it doesn't bother them.
It's true.
Then there's people like me that have panic attacks, literal panic attacks if I'm late for anything. Trending over the news over the last few days, Bill Murray, Claire Foy, and a bunch of other celebrities were stuck outside the SAG Awards last weekend. They got there later.
Okay.
Yep. They weren't there like with the first wave of people when they were supposed to show up. There were safety issues and they wouldn't let them in.
Safety issues?
Yeah. Fire like safety. Fire safety. Who knows?
Come on.
Probably too many people there. Like you didn't know how many people were coming. I don't know.
Right. We can't put a table over there.
Yeah, I don't
know. And you're figuring this out now?
Yeah, but same thing. They showed up late and they got stuck in that situation. Same thing with Madonna's daughter, Lourdes. She was the face of Michael Kors fashion line a couple years ago.
Yeah.
She showed up late to New York City Fashion Week for their show. They wouldn't let her in.
Well, that
they
seems more like a statement.
They would not let her in.
That seems more like a statement, right? I mean, I figure sometimes the shows, it's like, you know, almost a Broadway show, right? Like you got to wait for a break in the festivities for you to come in, mm-hmm. like some sort of intermission because you don't want to be the person caught walking across the camera or whatever. But other than that, I mean, roll out a table, you know?
My best friend, her husband could care less if he's late.
Okay.
All we lie to him and we tell him that we're supposed to be at places like a half hour away from the actual time because we know that like the time that we're supposed to be at the place, he'll be getting in the shower. It makes me crazy.
We do that with our son. We tell him an hour. Dinner is always an hour before it actually is supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. And now at this point, some days she'll be like, you know, I should have told him 2 hours.
So, you know, you start thinking about it. It's like, what bad thing actually happened because you were late? Mm. Like, I had this panic attack yesterday because Wednesdays are my least favorite days because it's like, you know, from work, I have to get the little one to dance. I got to get the little one to dance. I got to get the big one to theater. And it's like a lot of running around. And it's almost down to the minute. If I don't get in the car by a specific minute, mm-hmm. I'm going to be late to everything. Now, truthfully, like, rational Anna understands that if I'm 5 minutes late for dance class.
Yeah, it's not live or die.
She's
yeah.
four.
It's not life or death.
Right. Like, she'll miss, like, 3 seconds of running around the room. Like, it'll be fine. But the panic that I get in my chest because my dog wouldn't go out and I had to get my dog out. Otherwise, it would be a mess when I went home. It was terrible.
Yeah. Well, it's the principle of all of it, too. Knowing who you are and how you are is that you feel like, well, we're just going to be late to everything now.
Right.
That's the way we're living our lives now. So I know that must drive you insane.
Yeah, you know, do you ever were late to something and it mattered? It was terrible. What happened? 1-800-330-9999. Julie.
I missed the birth of my niece. I missed a flight. My sister was giving birth and I wanted to be there and I missed it. Yeah, it was just a combination of things. The airport, the security line was a lot longer than I anticipated. And, you know, obviously giving birth, you don't have control over that.
Nope.
But I was still there afterwards to support.
That stinks, right? Especially if you wanted to be there. And if you're supposed to be in the room, like holding a hand, that's one thing. If you're supposed to be in the lobby, I mean, if you're not seeing them, right? You know, your sister's still knows you're there with her in spirit.
Unless she was, like, counting on you to be her doula.
Well, that's
a problem.
That's what I'm saying. Like, unless you're the one that's going, like, okay, breathe, you know, that kind of thing. But other than I mean, it's like, do they even allow anybody in the room at this point? It's husband or mother, or that's it,
no,
right?
You could have other people now.
Oh, okay.
You could choose who you want your people to be.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that stinks.
Also being there, I think, just for, this might sound silly, but, like, emotional support for our mom. She was freaking out. And like other family members, excited, but anxious too, you know.
Yeah, I get it. There's been a lot of stories in the news lately about celebrities not let into award ceremonies, fashion shows because they were late. So gone are the days of being fashionably late, but were you ever late and it really mattered? 1-800-330-9999.
I was late getting on site at a Disney park, and so therefore I did not get on the ride that I wanted to.
Oh, rookie and mistake.
Let me tell you, I let everybody in my group know how disappointed I was in all of them for ruining my time and making sure I did not get on the proper Star Wars ship.
I mean, the only reason why you wanted to go to Disney was to go on that ride.
That's right.
And you
That's
didn't right. go.
And they ruined my life.
Yeah.
Right. Jake, what's the worst thing that happened to you when you were late?
I was in the last year of undergrad, and I woke up late for an exam. It was the final biology exam. We had 3 hours to write it. I showed up 58 minutes late, and at 1 hour late, I wouldn't have been able to take the exam. Now, the reason it was bad is I didn't finish the exam, but I still took it, so it's not the worst thing that could have happened.
Gosh, being late for tests, I forgot all about that anxiety.
Yeah, that makes me anxious right now just thinking about it.
Right.
I'm glad to hear that you're an adult and you're able to pay your taxes. You have food in the cabinets?
Questionable.
All right. Well, you're alive still today, so good job.
Bobby, what happened when you were late?
I accidentally destroyed all my belongings with smoke damage.
What happened?
So I was super late to a really important meeting. It was my first job. I was in my 20s. I was really excited. I didn't have any money, so I was boiling water on the stove for coffee and left with it still boiling. And it just cooked and cooked and cooked. We kind of were maybe smoking in the apartment at the time, and so like the smoke detectors were disabled, and it just filled the place up with smoke. And it wasn't until a neighbor reported it. Nothing burned down or anything. It's just like everything was ruined. I had renter's insurance, fortunately, but, everything was destroyed.
I mean, the second you disabled the smoke detector, I would think any good investigator would tell you, no, you're not seeing a dime from this renter's insurance. But that's just me, I guess. It's never a good idea to disable a smoke detector in any scenario or setting.
I can't think of a specific time.
Not one.
Unless I'm cooking. And then I just know that something will probably, like, the smoke will set it off. So I'll just, like...
I would open the window.
No, I open the windows. I open the door. I do the thing with the door where I open it and close it so it gets, like, the wind going through.
I wave on the ceiling fan. Right.
Brianna, what happened when you were late?
I missed the death of my grandfather by being late. I was actually already at the hospital, but my partner at the time locked his keys in his car. So by the time we got his keys out of his car in the lobby, I ran upstairs and I was late.
And that relationship never continued after that. Like, that resentment was always there.
Did you just never let him live that down? Or do you just think that that sadness that he must have in his heart is good enough?
I figured the sadness was good enough, but that did not work out.
Yeah. No. That was like, you were doomed. Yeah, sorry. I mean, that happens a lot with loss, right? You know, the timing of those things. Sad story, but...
I mean, because of the keys is the worst part.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, because of her grandfather is the worst part, not the keys.
That was definitely the worst part.
I miss my grandfather. It's just because I was in traffic. That was the worst part.
Yeah.
And that was awful. Yeah. I got there just a few minutes too late. I mean, my whole family was there, and at that point, whatever. But it's still, like, traffic. You want to talk about, like, the worst traffic of your life?
Sure.
That's it, right there. What if other things in life had a pitch clock? Wouldn't that be great? We wouldn't have to wait around all the time. So if you missed it, the average Major League Baseball game last year was 3 hours and 1 minute. If you've ever watched one of those games, you know they're long and they're very boring for the most part.
I mean, that's a regular baseball game. If you watch, like, the Sox and the Yankees, it's like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Usually.
Now there's a pitch clock, and it's already shortened games anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes on average. Now, what is a pitch clock? Here they are discussing it.
And here it comes. Again, this season has a 30-second timer between batters. Between pitches, there's a 15-second timer with the bases empty and 20 seconds with runners on base.
Yep, it just makes everything shorter.
I mean, this isn't really all that shocking. They've been doing this in the NBA forever. I mean, a shot clock makes sense. Keeps things moving along, right? They want people watching the games on TV. I don't know. I mean, it's going to take some adjustment. Old school people will hate it, but I don't necessarily think it's a terrible idea. John, you said you watched the game the other day.
I'm loving it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to watch baseball again. I haven't gotten into baseball in 20 years. This might be my season to come back.
And it's just amazing to think that a game can be over by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's causing some controversy because the Red Sox were playing the Braves, and it was the first time the pitch clock ended the game because the Braves player was in violation. Listen to this.
And now what?
He's out.
They have called strike three. Wow! This is mayhem! Baseball in 2023.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, wow. Mayhem. I mean, anarchy.
They put a clock on it. You run out of time. Right. You lose the game. That's it.
Right.
Yeah. We were talking about it, though. Producer John, Sean, Raven. We were talking about, like, what is something else in life that they should just have a pitch clock on? Like, everything should have a pitch clock. I immediately want to put one right outside my bathroom. I only have 1.5 baths in my house.
Yeah.
And it's like whenever somebody gets the space, typically my teenage daughter or my husband, I just have to hold it for sometimes 45 minutes.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what they're doing in there.
Right.
I would love to have a pitch clock, one set for shower time and one set for toilet time. And when that pitch clock goes off, game over. Get out of there.
Mm. I'm going to go with deli counter. Mm. Just because, listen, how many meats do you really have to try? All right. You're up there. I mean, they offer to let you try all of them. Oh, here's a slice. Is that thick enough? Is what? Move this thing along. All right. The rest of us have places to be. I mean, this is a stop on a list of errands that I have to make today. Going to the grocery store is not the only excursion I'm going to take this week. Like, I got to move on.
Producer Sean, you have the opportunity to put a pitch clock on anything. What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm putting a pitch clock on the lotto lines at gas stations.
Ooh,
those people take way too long. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a hater, but they take way too long.
Let me get a dollar back up, and then go this way, and then go that way.
Listen, man, I just want some gas and some Twizzlers. Why do I got to wait 20 minutes for that?
Yeah,
fair enough.
How about you, John?
Oh, dating apps. Please, that would be awesome. Dating app conversations specifically, right? You match with somebody. Okay, boom. You got, 30 seconds is a lot, but 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. Make the first move. You don't do it, gone. Unmatched, on to the next person. And then once the conversation starts, lower that. Bring it down to a minute. Like, let's go back and forth, back and forth. None of this, like, pen pal thing for 2 weeks. Let's go. Are we going to have a little rapport? Great. Here's my number. Now let's do the real thing.
It's like ADHD, but you're looking for the love of your life. Exactly. I mean, I just don't understand.
We get an astronomical amount of people that ask producer John to go out with him on our social media.
How?
Most of the time, it blows all our minds. We don't even
understand.
Don't be
jealous, Raven.
We're like, spend 10 minutes here. You'll see if you still think that. I want you to reflect on what John just said and see if you still want to connect with John. I'll leave it at that. I found something in my house and I need help figuring out who left it there and what happened.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that when I tell the story, I'm going to sound completely insane, but I want you to put yourself in my shoes to see what you would do. It all started last October. It was right after Halloween, and I was cleaning up downstairs in my living room, and I found this thing that looked like, almost looked like teeth. It was plastic, and it looked like teeth. So my girls were home, and I showed it to Hayden, my almost 14-year-old, and I asked her, I'm like, what is this? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, is this one of your friends? She's like, I don't even know what that is. I said, all right. So I just threw it in the garbage, and I didn't think anything of it, and we moved on with our lives.
Yeah.
Fast forward, yesterday, my daughter Hayden got Invisalign. We had ordered it about a month ago. The trays came in. Now, to be honest, I had never seen Invisalign in my life.
You didn't have any sort of reference for this prior before, but lo and behold.
So Dr. Boris takes out the tray, and he's showing it to me. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at it.
Light bulb.
I go, wait a minute. This is the thing that I found in my living room last October that I threw away. Because they're numbered. If you ever saw Invisalign, they look like a tooth tray.
Okay.
But they have these little black numbers in like the corner, like where your gums would be. So they're kind of distinct. So I look at Hayden, and she looks at me, and I go, huh. So we wait until we get in the car. And I go, wait a minute. But do any of your friends have Invisalign? And she's like, no, Mom, the first one to get it.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about it, and knowing how much it costs, because as a parent, I just paid for it, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're not giving them away,
no,
that's for sure, right?
They're not giving away these plastic trays.
Right.
It's expensive. So that means that somebody took these out, they left them there, and nobody ever said a word to me about it.
They never came looking for them. They never came back, despite the fact that they were pretty expensive.
Correct.
I mean, this could have been somebody that broke into your house or was there for nefarious purposes.
Well, I have come up with two different theories on how these trays ended up in my home.
Okay.
One is that the cleaning company comes every few weeks, and they always come around lunchtime. So maybe one of the women, you know, took it out, was having her lunch on the couch, and then forgot. And then
a little break in between vacuuming.
Yeah, maybe they were just like embarrassed and they didn't want to say, oh, did I leave my Invisalign there? Because it was literally just sitting on my couch.
Right.
You know,
had no idea. Cleaned 5 houses that day. Could have been in any house. Right.
I mean, that's the only thing. But the other one, and please don't judge me for saying this.
Yeah.
Not that my husband has ever given me any reason to think that he was doing something inappropriate.
Yeah.
But remember, Shakira figured out that her ex, Gerard Piqué, was cheating on her when she realized that someone was eating her strawberry jam from the fridge, and she knew that her kids and her ex didn't like that kind of jam.
They all hated that jelly.
What if a woman was there and she took off her Invisalign and left it on my couch?
What would she have taken off her teeth for at your house?
Maybe they're eating pizza? Now, I've not brought this up with my husband because I can imagine his reaction.
Yeah, because it sounds insane.
But right, I can't think, who else would leave their Invisalign at my house?
Gosh, what are you going to do about this?
I don't know. I'm going to confront Paul tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask him.
Right. You really need to be looking him in the face when you say it to him. That first reaction, that's going to be your lie detector,
He's
right?
He's never done anything to make me think that.
Well,
but all I kept thinking about is Shakira. Shakira didn't see it coming either.
Right, yeah.
Right?
You're going to put the screws to Paul tonight. He doesn't even know it.
If you have a better idea of what could have possibly happened and where this Invisalign came from that was on my couch, can you text us or call 1-800-330-9999? I'll ask Paul tonight, and I'll report back tomorrow.
Did you have an affair?
When does she have Invisalign? Wrong answers only. What do you do with your china? This has been an issue that I've been dealing with because every time I move, my mom made me register for china when I got married 18 years ago.
Yeah.
I didn't want it. I was like, what am I going to, like these fancy plates. Like, what do I do with these fancy plates? They were like $100 a setting.
It's crazy, right?
It was so much money. And I remember thinking, people are going to bring this to me at my bridal shower and I'm going to have these. But my mom says I'm not allowed to use them. So what am I supposed to do with them?
It's so funny. And the settings, as expensive as they are, forget about it if you want like the serving dishes and the gravy bowl. Oh my gosh, the gravy bowl, right? They'd be like $200 a piece or whatever.
Right. Like, what am I gonna do? What am I going to do with a gravy bowl that costs $200 that I'm not allowed to use? Well, you want to know what I do with it? It sits in my hutch on display. And I got 12 settings of this Vera Wang china.
I mean, it's
12.
Great.
And 6 of them are still in the boxes underneath my hutch. 6 are in display. And as I'm packing them up to move again, and I have to pay extra money for all the special wrapping for these things, All I keep thinking is, why do I keep doing this?
It's crazy.
Why? Right?
It perpetuates itself, right? It's a self-fulfilling prophecy that's absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It has no end. Mm.
And I realize that a lot of times now people don't register for it anymore, and I get it. It's like it's such a last generation kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't blame everybody getting married now. Don't waste your money on it. So we were talking about it. Wrong answers only, though, because I can't just give it away. My mom will have a heart attack. I have to keep these, even though my children have explained to me that they don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no world that they're going to need it, even.
I believe my daughter, Hayden, my almost 14-year-old, told me the other day, we just went to Target and bought plastic plates for 50 cents each. Why do I want a $100 plate that I can't use?
Right.
And it made a lot of sense for a 14-year-old, right?
Oh, yeah.
Producer John, Sean, Raven, wrong answers only. What do I do with this china now that I'm moving? Sean, first, you go.
Simple. Tie it to a balloon and let it float away back to China.
There we go. Yep.
Got to be careful with that. We'll be shooting that down now, don't you know? That's how we handle that now at this point.
Imagine it's like on the news and coming over,
it's
Boise,
been recovered.
Idaho.
Right.
There's been a piece of Vera Wang china falling from the sky.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that would be dangerous.
Yep. John, what do you have?
So there's a lot of ways you could make money off of this, and you could sell it, of course, but that's basic. You know,
that's
what you
not
should...
a wrong answer.
No. You know what you should do instead?
What?
You set up a rage room for your entire neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That's how you get rid of the china and make money off of the china. You set up an empty room, you get it all put up, get a couple of sledgehammers, and there's a lot of rage that's in the average middle-aged parent that they cannot express. You can't let it out on your kids, you can't let it out at work. Let them let it out in a rage room full of your expensive china.
Here's the one question I have is who cleans up afterwards?
Well, I mean, if you can get that resolved, other than that, I mean, it's a pretty good idea,
if that's
actually
your only problem, I mean think about
it. It's a pretty good idea. It's probably better than the regular resale on this stuff.
Right, and if you're going to make that much money off of it, hire somebody.
Yeah. Mm.
Raven, wrong answers only. What do I do with the china?
Coasters, man. You need coasters. I don't care how large the plate is, whether it's a tea cup setting or a full-size plate or whatever. You're putting these everywhere. On your nightstands, in the bathroom, right next to the sink. Like, all the areas that you just need a coaster, put those down.
Wrong answers only. What do you do with this china? Carrie wrote on our Facebook page, just leave it for the new owners.
That's actually very good, Carrie.
Some people leave a bottle of champagne in the fridge. Yeah. No, you're going to open the fridge and she's going to be my china sitting there.
I'd be so mad if I bought that house.
18 years ago, my mom made me register for china for my bridal shower, even though I didn't understand why I had to register for expensive plates that I was never allowed to use that would just sit in a box for the rest of my life.
Well, it's so that people can come over and see them in the hutch.
Well, that's
and be
what,
like,
yeah.
You are fancy.
Yeah, and as I'm getting ready to move and I'm packing up all the stuff, every time I take one out, I'm like, this is dumb. This is a waste of money that people spent on me,
right.
And I can't stand it. And I want to know, wrong answers only. What do you do with your china? What should I do with this? Misty wrote, play frisbee with neighbors you dislike.
I always wanted to be those people that, you know, I had a big meal and then I threw it into the fireplace. Yeah. But then I'd have to clean up the fireplace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine I just use it as a frisbee and I just throw it into the neighbor's yard. And one day they just walk out there. They're like, is there a Vera Wang plate here in our yard?
I'd be very displeased if I was a neighbor.
1-800-330-9999. Wrong answers only. What do I do with this china? Samantha.
Host a preschool play date on the patio.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good, right?
You want to talk about a tea party? I'll show you a fancy tea party. Bring all your kids over my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Diane, wrong answers only. What should Anna do with all this china?
Well, it's the wrong answer, but she should use it.
I've been thinking about it, and I said I'm going to. I'm not going to put it back in the hutch at wherever I move next.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it right next to the Mickey Mouse plastic plate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to use it.
Tuesday grilled cheese, china.
Yeah, why not?
Right. Hi, Jennifer. Wrong answers only. What should Anna do with all her china?
I think she should re-gift it to her mom for Christmas.
Re-gift it to your mom. Oh, your mom would definitely not appreciate
Mommy,
that.
Mommy, I know how much you loved this when you made me register for it 18 right. years ago. Here you go. It's all right. yours now.
He'd be grounded. Angela, what should Anna do with this china? Wrong answers only.
Take it skeet shooting.
Always a lot of fun.
My husband would love that. It would be his dream come true that I would let him do that.
Oh, man. I love skeet shooting. I did that with a bachelor party one time. That was a blast.
I've never done anything like that, but I can imagine my husband being 100% on board and just seeing pieces of Vera Wang
mm-hmm.
just flying all over the place.
Just make sure everybody's got their safety glasses.
Zach, wrong answers only. What should I do with this china?
You're going to love this one. Okay, I think you should make individual meals, saran wrap it onto each piece, and give it away to the homeless.
Great idea. You will get a feature piece on a local news report
mm-hmm.
That you're adding a little bit of elegance to what you're doing. I mean, frankly, I thought you were going to say sell those sandwiches, right? Because you just put it on there and be like, it's got to be a decent sandwich. Look at how well it's presented. That's not a bad idea at all.
I know. I don't hate that idea.
I mean, if you've got teacups or whatever with this stuff, do a lemonade stand. Keep the cup. See ya. Lemonade was $5, though. You make a little something. I like this idea.
Chloe, wrong answers only. What do I do with my china?
I think you pay an influencer to, like, up their value. And that way you can get more for your money when you sell them because you're not using them.
It's true. You'll have an item that you never heard of before or it seems like it's everywhere. And if the right person talks about it, everybody's got to have it that day.
Uh-huh.
And somebody makes a mint selling it. And then 2 days later, people are like, wait a minute. We can't eat fidget spinners. What are we going to do with all these? But for that day or two, you get paid.
Imagine our girl at home with Shannon. She's got over 2 million followers on TikTok. She comes on the show all the time. We love her. Imagine all of a sudden, she's talking about her Vera Wang china.
Mm-hmm. How rare it is. How you're not going to be able to get it anywhere. She's like, you know what? I don't even think I can do this as a set. We're going to have to do this piece by piece.
Right.
And the bidding starts at?
Exactly.
Wow.
Good idea.
Venmo me now.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up to you to decide who's right. Jenna and Frank. Jenna, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my boyfriend, Frank, does not want me to be wearing makeup. And I really like to wear it. I think it's a lot of fun and it makes me feel confident and beautiful.
Frank, what do you care if your girlfriend wears makeup or not?
Well, she's so beautiful without it. I don't understand why she needs it. Like, doesn't make any sense to me. When you're that beautiful, you don't need makeup. You don't need it. And I come from a European background. My mom's from France, and she basically says, and I believe it. If you are beautiful, makeup is for people that aren't beautiful. And my girlfriend is beautiful, so that's the way I feel about it.
Oh, I don't know how much makeup you're wearing there, Jenna. I mean, it's not for me to judge what is too much or too little or whatever. But Frank obviously started dating Jenna and didn't lecture her about her makeup the day that you met her. So seems to me an odd hill to die on, basically, if you're doing it. I mean, if your mom always has a comment, maybe have a discussion with your mother here. I don't know, right? I mean, how much makeup is too much makeup?
There's a couple things we need to know first. One, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you guys?
23.
Okay.
27.
23 and 27. And how long have you been dating?
A couple months. About 6 months.
Okay. 6 months. So I come from the line of, like, if it has nothing to do with the appearances, and Frank, you can't tell Jenna what to do. So it's kind of where it stands. But I mean, I also know that my husband doesn't like when my hair is dark, which is why I always highlight it and keep it light, because I want him to be, you know, I want him
to be pleased.
I don't know. It seems
sounds
weird
so funny.
It sounds weird when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
But I want him, you know, to be happy too.
Listen, everybody wants to feel good, right? Mm-hmm. So you feel good if your partner is making you feel beautiful. That much I understand. I wouldn't want the ridicule of what I was wearing on a daily basis, right? And it's okay for you, Frank, to say, hey, Jenna, you're gorgeous. You don't need these things. It's my preference. But I mean, to draw a line in the sand seems kind of difficult. Maybe tell your mom to relax. I don't know. That's me. But
is your mom making a big deal because Jenna wears it? Or is your mom just, you know, she's just...
That's what she says.
She pointed it out that, you know, she doesn't wear makeup and that's...
I don't think she's making a big deal. I just think she's pointed out, you know, in our culture, our European culture, that if you are naturally beautiful, and in all honesty, yes, when we first started going out, you know, she wore makeup. I thought she was beautiful with the makeup. But once you realize she's even more beautiful without the makeup... It makes sense to me that she would want to be more beautiful to me, that she would want to, you know, I guess, you know, it sounds misogynistic, but to please me. And so if she's beautiful without the makeup, I find her more beautiful and she's going out with me, doesn't it make sense she would not wear the makeup?
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Frank.
When you put it like that, I don't think you have a chance.
Well,
let's find out.
Yeah, you never know. What would you do if you were in this situation? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Jenna and Frank, 27 and 23 years old. They've been dating a while now. And Frank doesn't like the fact that Jenna wears makeup. He says his mom is from France, European. They don't wear makeup. He thinks that she's beautiful the way she is. He doesn't understand it and wants her to stop.
I mean, I just don't, there's no part of me that understands that after 6 months, you're going to tell somebody to stop doing something that they were doing before you met them, right? I mean, that just seems strange to me at this point. This is the first step here, basically, right? If you're Jenna, it's very flattering to feel like, you know, you're beautiful without these things. However, he's then demanding you change your behavior. And that's usually how somebody does something, right? The carrot or the stick, Anna.
Yeah, but he says, like, I think you're beautiful without it. Why would you want to put all this on your face when I love you just the way you are? But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Amy, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the wife or girlfriend. I mean, I get where he's coming from, and I think he just wants her to make him happy with how she looks. But he also needs to consider her needs above everything else, and that she feels better when she has her makeup on, and that's the most important thing, is that he should want her to always feel her best.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Jenna and Frank have been dating for a short while, and Frank just doesn't think that Jenna needs to wear makeup, says she's so beautiful without it. He doesn't even like it.
But the question is whether or not Frank gets to tell Jenna whether or not she should be wearing makeup. When they started dating, like, they're just fine. Didn't have a problem with what she was wearing. It's only now that they've been together a few months that he says, hey, can you just stop wearing that? Jenna likes makeup. She prefers to wear it. Says it makes her feel good.
If your boyfriend asked you to stop wearing makeup, would you? 1-800-330-9999. Samantha, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. It's not fair to her for him to decide what she does with her face, her body, anything.
Yeah.
He decided to date her knowing she wears makeup. It's not like she's a whole different person or wearing a mask all the time. It's something that she enjoys. And if he doesn't like the makeup, maybe he should date someone who doesn't wear makeup.
I mean, today it's the makeup
for him.
What's next, right? To me, it just sounds like control.
Exactly.
I'd tell your mom to shut up, you know, personally.
It goes from makeup to clothes to your friends.
Right. Right. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Jay, whose side are you on?
The woman, for sure. He's definitely coming off as misogynistic. He said, I know it sounds misogynistic. No, it doesn't sound that it is.
Right.
The bottom line is, if she feels better with the makeup, then he should be happy that she feels better with the makeup. Giving your opinion is one thing, but you should absolutely support what makes her feel better.
Hi, Helen. Whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. I think they're missing the point here that she's putting makeup on to make herself feel good, and it's really not about him, and I think she should not walk but run.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jenna, our audience agreed with you. If you want to wear makeup, wear makeup. Frank, keep your mouth shut. That's basically what it comes down to.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, thanks.
I know you sound a little bit disappointed, but remember, relationships go both ways, so.
I mean, obviously, with you voicing your displeasure with it, I'm sure Jenna is taking these things into account, but, you know, again, right, it's a two-way street, so.
Well, how about if I just start wearing makeup? Would that be okay?
Sure.
Nobody's going to tell you not makeup. To.
Right, do what you want. Yeah, no.
Nobody's putting any rules on you, so.
This is a judgment-free zone around here. You do whatever makes you happy.
You have an interesting night there, Frank.
Yeah. Yep. All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
It's tied for 5 week on Can't Beat Raven. All week, it's contestants that tied Raven with 5 correct answers in the past, so they didn't win the cash, but this is their chance at redemption. Today's jackpot is $2,900 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket for a fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans. Smile, you're on Cricket. William, you ready for your shot at redemption?
I am ready, Anna.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, Bill.
All right.
Thank you.
I like that he calls you Bill like he knows you, but all right. That door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, but you know these rules, William. You ready to do it?
I am.
Number one, The Voice returns on Monday, and Blake Shelton announced this is his last season, so he could do a whole lot of nothing and focus on his family. Who currently hosts The Voice?
Ryan Seacrest.
Number two, speaking of shows returning, Ted Lasso is back on the 15th, and Yellow Jackets and Succession are both returning on the 26th. What kind of animal is a yellow jacket?
A bee.
Number three, Ed Sheeran announced the Subtract album. It's the last in the decade-spanning mathematical album era. What was the mathematical sign of Ed Sheeran's first album of the series?
Pi.
Number four, Subway is making a major change to its restaurant. They will be removing all pre-cut products and adding a slicer to every store for a fresher experience. What is Subway's slogan?
Eat fresh.
And number five, an official sequel to How the Grinch Stole Christmas is in the works. According to the book and the movie, how many sizes did the Grinch's heart grow when he learned the true meaning of Christmas?
5.
Let me bring Raven back in. William, I'm going to tell you that was not great.
Yeah. Oh, God.
1 for 5.
Oh, not great at all. Let's see how I do. $2,900.
Sorry.
Here we go. Maybe
that's
they're really
okay.
Hard.
That's all right. Number one, The Voice returns on Monday, and Blake Shelton announced this is his last season. He's going to spend a whole lot of time with his family.
I would, too.
Who currently hosts The Voice?
Carson Daly's the host, right?
Yes. Number two, speaking of shows returning, Ted Lasso is back on the 15th. Yellow Jackets and Succession both return on the 26th.
Yellow Jackets, real good show.
What kind of animal is a yellow jacket?
I mean, is it a bee or a wasp? I'm going to say wasp.
Wasp is correct.
Yeah.
Bee is not correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Number three, Ed Sheeran announced the Subtract album. It's the last in the decade-spanning mathematical album era.
Mm-hmm.
What was the mathematical sign of Ed Sheeran's first album of the series?
Plus.
Plus is correct. Number four, Subway is making a major change to its restaurants. They're going to be removing all pre-cut products and adding a slicer to every store.
Okay.
What's Subway's slogan?
Isn't it Eat Fresh? Is it still Eat Fresh?
Yes.
Okay.
And number five, an official sequel to How the Grinch Stole Christmas is in the works. And according to the book and the movie, how many sizes did the Grinch's heart grow when he learned the meaning of Christmas?
Oh, gosh. Isn't it, is it 5?
No, 3. I'm sorry, William. He took you down 4-1 today. That's going to get you yet another Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Yes.
Another t-shirt. Great. I can't beat Raven again.
Better luck next time. Enjoy the chirp, bro. And even $3,000 tomorrow, Anna.
This is going to be the last shot for these redemptions tomorrow. Let's see what happens.